Got an email here from Andreas. He's in Sweden, and he says, I've got a question about meat. How come different types of meat get different colours when they're cooked? Beef, for instance, turns dark brown, pork goes light brown, and chicken turns white. Most fish is also white, except for salmon and some other red fish. What makes the difference in the colour? Well, I was looking into this because I was pretty intrigued. And the answer, Andreas, is that it's all down to a chemical called myoglobin. Myoglobin's a bit like hemoglobin, the red-coloured stuff that contains iron that ferries oxygen around the bloodstream, except myoglobin is locked up in muscle, and meat is muscle. Now, some meat, which is red meat, contains a lot more of this myoglobin than white meat. And the reason is those muscles that tend to be red tend to be the muscles that are most often active in an animal. So if they're the muscle of the, say, legs when you're standing up all the time, that tends to be redder and have more of this myoglobin because it's a sign that the muscle has exercised or been tuned up for long-term activity. Muscles that you don't use very often are what's called fast-twitch muscles, and those ones tend to have very low blood supply, they tend to have very little of this myoglobin, and they're very white as a consequence. So chicken breast, for instance, and chicken wings, the chickens don't run around, they flap their wings, but they don't fly, and as a result, those muscles don't get a huge amount of use, and therefore they're white muscle. When you turn to fish, salmon have this red colour because most of the time we buy our salmon off the supermarket shelves and it's farmed salmon. And to keep the meat looking a nice healthy pink colour, actually the fish get fed something which makes their meat go red. And it's the same stuff that they would get if they were getting it in the wild. And that's something called astaxanthin. Astaxanthin is quite hard to say because it's A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N, astaxanthin. And you get this in the environment from yeast and from algae, things that photosynthesize. And they make this chemical. It's a bit like the stuff you find in carrots that makes carrots orange. It's an antioxidant. It gets into shrimps and krill and things. And when the salmon eat those, they get it into their body and they then put it into their tissues, which is why they go red. Now, that's how they do it naturally. We add that to them when we farm them because people won't buy salmon that's a pale color. It's also the same reason that flamingos have pink feathers, but I wouldn't eat the feathers of a flamingo for obvious reasons.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find flamingo, even in Waitrose.